From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Antigua's political parties making the case for power ahead of the March 9 elections. As Montserratians worry about a health risk from ash, Grenada warned of a possible killer wave, and a race-religious controversy in Trinidad and Tobago. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The governing Antigua Liberal Party released its election manifesto today, less than 24 hours after Prime Minister Lester Byrd announced that the general election will be held on the 9th of March. One small party has also published its plan of action, but the main opposition United Progressive Party is yet to put out its manifesto. The governing ALP, waving a glossy 50-page document, is promising to empower Antiguans with a strategic vision for the future. Louis Daniel reports.
At a special launch at the Royal Antiguan Resort, Prime Minister Lester Byrd told ALP supporters that the policy document reflects 18 months of consultations with several interest groups within the country. Again, boasting of his government's economic performance over the last 5 years, Mr. Byrd says the main point of the manifesto